Groups in Montana and nationwide are urging Congress to reauthorize and fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund as the lame duck session ticks down. The LWCF provides access to public lands and expired in September. Montana has received nearly $600 million since the fund was created more than 50 years ago. Tom Healy with the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers Montana chapter says the program opened up 13,000 acres to the public last year in northwestern Montana. A similar project adjacent to Lost Trail National Wildlife Refuge is slated for 2020, but Healy says it won't happen without LWCF reauthorization.
This is hunting grounds that families in the Flathead Valley have been using for a couple generations, and unless LWCF can fund an opportunity like this, that'll go away and those lands will be sold into the private sector.
The program has provided funds to open nearly 70% of public fishing access sites in Montana and also funds facilities such as playgrounds, swimming pools, and urban bike paths. LWCF dollars are from royalties paid by energy companies drilling offshore, meaning it doesn't rely on taxpayer dollars. Groups such as Trout Unlimited, the Montana Sportsman Alliance, and Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership also are pushing for reauthorization. Interim Executive Director of Montana Conservation Voters Rick Potts says the program has bipartisan support and that its fate is, in part, in Montana Senator Steve Daines' hands, who sits on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Daines has issued a letter supporting it, but Potts says congressional efforts are stalled at the moment.
It's discouraging, actually, to watch it languish and die and expire in Congress when it really there was no need for that to happen. There's no need for the LWCF to be used as a political football.
Still, Potts is optimistic the program will gain approval, along with supporting the state's booming recreation industry, which generates more than $7 billion in consumer spending a year. Potts says the LWCF has been integral to Montana's way of life.
Every county has benefited to one degree or another from LWCF dollars. We absolutely would not be able to enjoy the breadth and depth of amenities and quality of life that we enjoy as Montanans were it not for LWCF.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.